Time for a guilt trip. Reasons you should think twice before preparing and or eating turkey this Thanksgiving. Renee King-Sonnen, executive director and founder of an organization, Rowdy Girls Sanctuary, and she's in Angleton, Texas right now on the road. All right, lay it out for us. People maybe have heard this sort of thing before, but what to you are the compelling reasons we ought to give it up?
Well, thank you for having me on the show. There's five main reasons. Factory farming, number one, is a atrocious industry in today's world. It's absolutely horrific the way that our animal agriculture has what we've turned into that way. Health reasons, number two, it's, you know, contrary to popular belief, turkey has an immense amount of fat in it. And there's a ton of healthy vegan alternatives, number three. There's just, you know, in today's day and age, there's no reason. 47%, I saw today, of your average consumers in America are saying shut down the slaughterhouses, and was a pretty big poll I saw today. Number four is the environment. You know, our environment just cannot continue to tolerate the amount of factory farming that is happening on our planet Earth. And then the fifth reason, and perhaps the most compelling of all, is that there's really nothing, since going vegan, I'm a Texas girl, but since going vegan, I have found that there's really nothing to be thankful for when there's a sentient being. You know, I mean, I have had turkeys. I've had friends that are turkeys. And to see the big-breasted, blown-up, antibiotic, you know, ridden, you know, turkey meat sitting on a table and we're praying over this dead animal. It's just...
Well, I mean, are your arguments against any kind of animal consumption, or are you arguing on top of everything else that eating a turkey is that much worse than some other animal products we could consume?
Well, you know, I am a former rancher. Me and my husband used to have a cattle ranch here in Angleton, Texas, and I am, you know, the rancher's wife that went vegan. And
I know,
you know, when that happened, it threw a wrench in the kink and threw a wrench in the works. And so, yeah, since going vegan, you know, it took what it took for me to get through the layers of conditioning of.
Sure. But I only have a few seconds. I'm sorry to cut you short, but I'm just trying to get to, are your arguments on the Thanksgiving turkey, would you be doing the same about pork or beef, you know, hot dogs on 4th of July, or is there something inherent about turkey that in some of these reasons you give are worse?
No, it's not that they're any, really, that they're any worse. It's just that during this Thanksgiving season, you know,
the irony of praying over a dead animal, a turkey, and all the things you mentioned about turkey farming, and then plus the health effects.
Yeah, there's 46 million turkeys killed just for Thanksgiving. 46 million.
Well, by the way, when did you go vegan?
I went vegan October 31st, 2014.
And your husband resisted, but took him a while?
It took him a while. He's vegan now. Been vegan since May 2nd, 2015.
I got to ask one more thing, even though we're out of time. Do you have some Texas friends that kind of parted company over this? Were they fighting words?
I've not really had fighting words. We've had some jokes. People have made jokes, you know, because it's hard to really look us in the eye and know what to say. So people make fun of it, you know?
Okay, got to leave it there. Happy Thanksgiving minus the bird. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you so much for having me.
Renee King-Sonnen, Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, live from Texas.
Talks about the fact that old-fashioned print books are up for the third year in a row. Vinyl records witnessing a resurgence. In fact, some artists are having their music pressed on vinyl. And it all got me to thinking about when my friend told me her daughter wanted a Polaroid camera. Her 12-year-old daughter wanted a Polaroid camera for Christmas. So is your love affair with digital over? Is it just, do you think it's a trendy thing, or is it here to stay? I'm thinking it's here to stay. Now, there's a 7-year-old who has been hanging out here today. His grandfather is our engineer, Chris Wilk. And this gentleman's name is Aiden. Hi, Aiden. How are you today?
Good.
And you live where, Aiden?
I live in I live in Roxana.
Right, and you go to school. What's the name of your school?
Philip Seychelle.
And that's in
Selbyville.
Selbyville. Okay, and you're in the what grade?
Second
grade. And you're here today because school, there's no school today?
Yeah.
There's no school today.